Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 25, number 18. Our air date is Thursday, May 1st, 2025. A special edition of the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. I am your host, C. Willie, joined as always by the lovely and talented.
What a peep.
There she is. Again, she has kept me around. I don't know why, but this keeps happening. And I'm feeling pretty good about it. Hey, tonight we're going to do a little something different. As schedules may happen, we had a couple of things that moved around on us. And so we thought we would kind of give you guys a little bit of an update of what's been happening. Some exciting things are going on with the show. So this is really kind of a highlights show, if you will. And May is going to be a pretty special month for Vehicle City Sound. We're going to be out and about. Quarter Peep, where are we going?
We are going everywhere.
we seem to be.
So those who don't know, we have been nominated for two awards, and the award show is on May 4th. It's at Bay City, Michigan, for the Review Magazine. So that's so huge. Did not see that coming. And those that did watch in March.
Yes.
Thank you, fans. This wouldn't be possible without you. I mean, we are completely humbled and just did not expect this at all, but we did win the best independent radio. If you can see that.
Yep. We got it there. That's from the excited. Michigan Music Awards. This Review Music Awards has nominated What Quarter Peep for best radio station and best live feed, two categories.
Who knew? I mean, it's so exciting. I mean, this is amazing. Again, it was something we weren't, you know, expecting or didn't even buy for. And this was voted by fans.
So that's cool.
And our peers. And it's just so exciting. And then on May 10th, it's the big show that we've been waiting for quite some time. And that's going to be at the Saginaw, Michigan at the Vault. Tickets are still available. It's John Easton, who's coming all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. It's Waylon Hannell, Mark Bloomsteel. Let me tell you what, you guys make sure you go because he's incredible too. You can get tickets at thevaulteventcenter.com. They're $20 right now. Otherwise, they're $25 at the door. Save yourself $5. Get a beer and enjoy
Save
yourself.
Save it for a beer.
Save it for a beer. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on May 24th, that's another really good one, a big one for us. And we're truly excited about that. This is called the Burton Rock and Jazz Fest. It's in Burton, Michigan. We went last year, and that's when we met Mark from Sweet Crystal. Never heard of them, never saw them, and fell in love with just the performance, their songs, their message. And they were on our show last year. And I have to tell you that it's a very inspirational story. Make sure you go check out Sweet Crystal. Whether you're going to be in any of our 14 platforms, including not just Spotify, of course, and Amazon Music, but check it out on YouTube. So shortly after the interview was posted, we were not doing videos at that time. So Mark had sent a bunch of videos and some pictures, and he's like, hey, can you put something together for us on YouTube? And the collaboration is so incredible. Like, I'm truly blessed and honored that he asked me to do this. But as of right now, and I checked it today, and it has over 11,000 views. It's incredible. So make sure you guys check that out. So we're going to see him again on May 24th. Those who do live in Michigan, so I would definitely check that, the Burton Rock and Jazz Festival out. And of course, the May 10th show in Saginaw, Michigan. We're going to be at all of those events. And that's just the beginning.
And that Burton Rock and Jazz Festival is being held at the Eagles on Bishop Road in Burton. Okay. It's a great little venue, and it was a lot of fun last year. I know we're going to have a lot of fun with it this year as well. All righty, let's take a little break, pay some bills, and we will be right back.
Hey, VCS listeners, you know I like bling. Well, I've come across a new product I know you're going to love as much as I do. It's Katie Waltman Jewelry, and these elegant handcrafted pieces range from stackable rings and gold-filled bracelets to personalized charm necklaces. They've been featured in Elle, InStyle, Oprah.com, and worn by celebrities like Molly Sims and Quarter Pete. I encourage you to get online and check out the entire offering at katiewaltman.com. What's more, because you listen to the Vehicle City Sound podcast, I've arranged a 20% discount on your whole order. Just enter the discount code VCS at checkout. This offer runs through July 31st, 2025, so check it out soon. katiewaltman.com and use the discount code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound podcast. This is our highlights show, kind of a wrap up of the first several months of this year and some things that have gone on. You know, every show that we have at the end of the show, we say to our fans, hey, you can reach out to us at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And we're really starting to get some traction on that. We've gotten a lot of great comments. We've gotten some folks that have recommended some bands. And reached out, and we've got a couple of those bands coming up here in the next several weeks. But we've gotten some interesting questions, too, and it's funny. I guess it's because I talk too much, and nobody knows anything about Quarter Peep yet, because I keep her quiet in the background. But I've got a couple of questions that came specifically to Quarter Peep. Mm. And the first one, and we hear this a lot, where did the name Quarter Peep come from?
Where did it come from? So those may or may not know, but C. Willie and I are husband and wife. We've been married only for a couple of years. And we met on a dating app. And one of the things I had put in the profile were some key words, because I wanted to make sure whoever I was talking to was paying attention to my profile. You know what I mean? Those who are dating online, you know, hey, you know, you got to put in those little things. And one of them was, I mentioned Little Bo Peep, because I am short, I'm cute, and I'm short.
and very, very humble.
And you picked that up right away, which I was completely grateful for. And I think you finished it up. I think it was originally, it was like Little Bo Peep, and then you turned it into Quarter.
Well, I was calling you Quarter Pint, not Half Pint, but Quarter Pint. And so we kind of went from Quarter Pint to Quarter Peep, and therein lies the nickname of the day.
And never went away. He even called it before we did the show. So I was like, all right, we're going to use it, because it just, it won't go away.
It fits. Got another one for you. This one comes from Carrie, and Carrie is in Kansas City. And Carrie says, "What you play a lot of country. What other genres of music do you have or like to have on your show?"
Well, that's a great question. We do have a lot of country on the show, just because, country is the most popular genre right now. But we do play all sorts of genres. You name it, we have it. And, you know, those that know me, I love rock music. So we kind of pop in that, too. We've had a rapper on the show. But we all genres. We are vying for independent music artists. That's what we do. And it does not matter what genre you are. This is a show that's about you. It's about your platform, where you come from, how your fans can reach you. And we're just honored to be able to get you on the show, but giving yourself a different audience that maybe you didn't know that could be out there.
Steve in Austin is asking Quarter Peep, who's your favorite artist or the most interesting artist that you've interviewed so far?
Boy, that's a good one. Let me see. I'm going to have to say there's a toss-up. And the reason being is that it's really about how that person takes their personal life experiences and puts it in their music. And we hear that all the time. But one in particular, we talked about it earlier, is Sweet Crystal. Because they've been together for such a long time, and their message, yes, is the message of, you know, hope and faith. But the biggest thing is how they're doing that. They're incorporating their music, but then they talk about their story at the same time. You know, they were at their lows and now they're at their high and how they went through that. And I think right now it's good to hear that because of all the mental health issues that are going on.
Yeah, we need the positive messages.
We do. We really do. And then that, again, as a toss up, I think Mo Jones is another really good one. We had him on a couple weeks ago. He is an incredible bass player. He plays 7 strings and it's so beautiful. It's just layers and layers of messages. And again, he talks about his life stories and puts that so powerful that you could be having a bad day and you listen to one of his songs for like 2 minutes and you're going, okay, I'm going to get myself back up, you know, yeah. But that's for me. What about you?
Well, I think of a couple of shows in particular. One of the most fun shows we had was with Kalen Pace. And I just remember how much laughter there was and how much fun that whole interview was. And, you know, we talk about this, that after we get done with the show, we get together and we're so fired up. And every show, oh, my gosh, I think that was our best one yet. You know, it just that's kind of how this goes. But we had an opportunity with Briley Huerman, 13-year-old out of Austin, Texas, as a matter of fact. And we were her very first interview, and she just nailed it. She was just like a pro, and like she had done this forever. That really excited us as well, that, you know, maybe we can have a small role in boosting her career, giving her a little confidence. And I see this in another of the interviews that we had with Blue Sky. We interviewed Blue Sky early on. I think it was, she was probably our 5th or 6th show that we had done under this new format. And it was a good interview. Everything was solid. But then we just interviewed her a couple of weeks ago, and it was like we were talking to a different person. Her confidence just skyrocketed. And I guess to me, it's not so much who my favorite is or who I think is the most interesting. It's what we're seeing, what we're getting out of the shows as well. Because, you know, I've said a million times when we're doing these shows, I've got the best seat in the house here. We get to talk to these amazing artists. We get to listen to their amazing music. And man, that makes it fun.
Yeah, then we feel like parents, proud parents.
Yeah, we do. So we do. Cool. Yeah. We're old enough to be all their parents.
Don't age ourselves now.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask this question of myself because we got who is this? This is from Andrea, and I don't see where Andrea's from. It's just Andrea's there. Is there a band or a performer that you'd like to have on the show?
I
read this and put this in our notes for today because yes, there is. Years ago when we first started Vehicle City Sound, and this is before Quarter Peep, this is back in the days when we were hosting this show in a local bar in Flint, and we'd have live music up on the stage. We'd do an interview with the band, and then they would play a couple of 3 songs that we'd have on the show. It was a different format. What we do today is with recorded music, and I think actually in the opportunity we have to talk to the performers is a little better. But all that said, I am a huge, huge, huge Gary Allen fan. I've been to I don't know how many Gary Allen concerts. I love his music. And when we first put this together 4 years ago, I said my ultimate goal, is to have an opportunity to interview Gary Allen and have Gary Allen on Vehicle City Sound. So to answer your question, Andrea, that's who I'd like to have on the show. So maybe someday we can make it work.
So if you're listening or know him,
do your job there, fans. You know, one other thing, we started this segment out talking about the fan support, and I just want to reiterate this because we cannot say thank you enough to all of you out there. When we first started the show a little over a year ago, if we had 100 or 200 listens to the show or our reach got to that number, we were excited. That number now, today, a year later, is a couple of 100,000 on each show. And we are coast to coast. We know we have listeners from California to New York. And
the Netherlands?
The Netherlands, Germany. Yeah. Yes, Germany. We have international. We got a notification that we were in the top 300 in a podcast in Canada several weeks ago. Yeah. We said, how did this happen? We just love what you guys are doing for us. We guess we're doing something right. We must be if there's 300,000 plus listening on a weekly basis. And man, thank you so much. We can't say thank you enough. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So guess what? Since we're still talking about May, what we're doing, wait till you hear the May schedule.
Oh, that's coming up next.
You want to hear it?
Well, we're gonna take a quick break. We got another little ad for a May event coming up. We'll be right back after this message. All of us at Vehicle City Sound are excited to be partnering with the Vault Concert Venue in Saginaw, Michigan for what's sure to be an instant classic. Three big stars, one stage, an amazing time for all. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m., Mark Blumsteel leads things off. His powerful voice and amazing range will have you wanting more. Then it's Waylon Hanel. He scored some great top 100 hits on the independent country music charts with Lighten That Load and Blackberry Brandy, and his latest, Keith Whitley Blue, is already another hit. Finally, making the trip north from Nashville, it's John Eason, a veteran, a patriot, and an absolute star on stage. You'll love John's Southern style and charm, and his songs, well, they're nothing short of next level. So be sure to join us at the Vault in Saginaw, Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Blumsteel, Hanel, and Eason, it'll be epic. Tickets are just $20 in advance and $25 the day of the show, and they're available online at thevaulteventcenter.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound. Quarter Peep was teasing the May schedule. Quarter Peep, who we got on this month?
Drum roll, please. Okay, so we have Taylor Zerus, PJ Sake, Jesse Blake, and Justin Rose.
All right, those are our four shows for May. Every Thursday in May, there's a new one coming out, just like there has been since March of 2024. And we are excited about it all. VCS is going to, in late June, is going to be making a trip to Chicago. We will spill some details about that. So our folks that are in the Chicago area, you can do a little meet and greet with Quarter Peep and her posse. And I know who she's going with. And I'll tell you what, if you can catch up with them, be a fun time. You guys will all have a great time. And of course, we want to let you know, all you country Midwest United States country music fans, there is going to be one heck of a party July 18th through the 20th. It's the Country mm-hmm. Roads Music Festival. It's at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan. If any of you were familiar with the Faster Horses Music Festival that went on for 10 years, 11 years, this is basically a smaller but just as powerful version of Faster Horses. It's Country Roads Music Festival, July 18th through the 20th. As I mentioned, the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan. It's in the shadow of Michigan International Speedway. So if you're familiar with the area there, you kind of know where we're at. It's right on the start-finish line, just west of the track across from Brooklyn Road. And man, we're going to have a ball. You're going to be hearing from some of the performers here. We're going to be doing a couple of special episodes. Mm-hmm. Lead performers, Louis Lee, we'll reach out to and likely have on here. You'll hear from a bunch. I guarantee it. And we're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting a couple of shows from there. We are going to be doing some highlights each evening that'll be gone live. You'll see what's been happening at the actual venue and all the fun stuff that goes with that. So we're looking forward to it. We got a lot of good things going on. And again, we thank you for everything you guys as fans have done. Quarter Peep, who's next up on the show? Who was that first one that you talked about?
Taylor Zerus.
All right, Taylor Zerus. We're looking forward to that. That show comes out a week from today on May 8th. And that was another one of those great interviews where we got off and we said, wow, that's the best one yet. All right, folks, thanks a lot for tuning in for this little special. We hope we gave you a little insight as to what's happening and what's going to be happening. For all of you, again, drop us your comments and your questions and your suggestions at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. If you want to know where we're going, what's going on, if you want to check out some merch. Oh, hey, merch. We got a special going on right now. Quarter Peep, tell them what they can get.
Can you believe this?
Three koozies. One, and two, three koozies.
Okay.
And some stickers. For
$10.
How much? $10. $10. All right. You can get those. It's a limited time. VehicleCitySound.com is the website. There is a link on there that'll take you to that, and you'll be able to pick up some hot merch. So when you join us at the Country Roads Music Festival, you'll have your drink in a Vehicle City Sound koozie, and that will be very cool. All right, folks, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate all your support, and we're looking forward to seeing you out there in the field. But in the meantime, be good.